The Honorable Chief Justice and Justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio is now in open session pursuant to adjournment.
You may be seated. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are here on our first case, 2014-277, In Re ZR. For the appellant, the Summit County Children's Services Board, Heaven DiMartino.
Madam Chief Justice, and may it please the court, I am Heaven DiMartino on behalf of the Summit County Children's Services Board, and I would like to reserve 4 minutes.
Can you speak into the microphone, please?
Yes. Thank you. We are asking that this court reverse the decision of the Ninth District Court of Appeals because venue in a dependency neglect case is proper where the child resides or where the dependency neglect or abuse occurs. In a case where there is prospective dependency, as in this case, venue would be where the child's siblings reside or where the siblings had been removed, which was in Summit County.
Counsel, as a practical matter, could you explain to us what the alternative approach could have been to afford the same protection to its infant?
In this case, mother had five open cases. Five children had been removed in Summit County.
We understand that.
We did make a referral to Cuyahoga County hotline. And they declined to take an intake referral. So at that point, they refused to make an intake referral because mother had an open case in Summit County. She actually had five open cases. And that is pretty much the way that things go all through the state of Ohio. The SACWIS system and in general, it's much easier, much cleaner. We provide better client care. We're able to protect children better. We're able to provide better services
but
for reunification.
Was the mother, in fact, residing in Cuyahoga County?
Mother had never verified her address after she was evicted in Akron. So at best, you could say she was homeless, but she had last verified in Summit County.
She visited the home in Cuyahoga County.
And she was staying in her mother's Cleveland Metropolitan Housing home, which she would not be permitted to stay in. So it was her mother's home, and she was staying there. She was not residing there. There was never any allegation that was her permanent residence.
When was the home visit made there?
It was before, I believe. It was right before the child was born.
Okay, and that prompted...
Mail had come back as recently as September.
Counsel, that prompted then Children's Services to, in essence, put a hold on the baby and not let it leave the hospital, correct?
Right, because of the issues with the other children, the circumstances, the deplorable housing. So once Cuyahoga County refused to take make an intake referral, at that point, our caseworkers knew the child would be released to mother in 24 hours. And this was a mom who had five open cases, a case plan. We knew she was noncompliant. We knew she had not had her mental health assessment. She had been evasive with the agency even with regard to her pregnancy, with regard to her residency. So somebody had to step up for this child, or the risk was the child goes home with mom, and we don't know where the child's going to go. We don't know where mom ultimately resides. Very often in these cases, we have parents who are habitually transient. They move a lot. They move frequently, and they don't tell the agency where they're going, whether it's to avoid working their case plan or whether it's simply because they're forced to move due to lack of funds or whatever it is. The potential in this case, if we had simply made that referral and not filed a complaint, that child would have fallen through the cracks. No agency was going to step in. Cuyahoga County was not going to take that referral. The child would have gone home
even
with mother.
Even if the child was situated in Cuyahoga County upon release from the hospital,
correct.
You're representing to us that Cuyahoga County said, we're still not going to take a case.
Correct. And in fact, the magistrate ordered the case transferred to Cuyahoga County, and Cuyahoga County refused the transfer. And the transfer statute...
So because of incompetence or inattention by a children's service agency in one county, you want us to turn the standard law of this state upside down and say an agency in another county where the mother does not reside and where the neglect or dependency of this child has not occurred, that you...
The statute says that...
Go ahead.
The residency, the jurisdiction for dependency is where the child resides or where the dependency, neglect, abuse occurred.
Okay, and how did it occur with respect to this child in Summit County?
Right, it's a prospective dependency case, and the abuse that occurred to the siblings was in Summit County. We have no direct information. There is nothing in the record that shows mother had verified housing in Cuyahoga County. All she did was give birth there. She was staying, not residing, staying with her mother in a house that was CMHA, where she was not permitted to reside anyway.
Well, where was she residing in Summit County?
Her last verified address was on Toby in Akron. And we still had an open case because...
When was that verified in relation to when this child was born?
It was at least a few months before the child was born. But
she was evicted
from that residence. She had an obligation to let the agency know when she moved and to verify that so we could transfer the case. We want the cases to be in the county that can best serve the child. And
do
in this
you have
case,
any appreciation of how upside down you're asking us to make the venue law to accommodate?
I don't think that it's upside down. I think that venue is the best place for the geographical location for a trial. In a prospective dependency case, the best location for the trial is the county with the open case.
Counsel, I guess that raises the question in my mind. Ignoring the mother for the moment and assuming that a custody case involves the child, what contact did this child ever have with Summit County?
That child at that point had no contact with Summit County, but the child also would potentially have had no contact other than being born in
But your direct answer is none?
None. Okay. The child had none. But this was a sibling of five children.
Counsel, what were the reasons that the other five open cases were opened and the children were removed from her? What did her case plan require her to do?
Her children were removed due to deplorable housing. There were no furniture in the house, none. The only food in the house for the five children were a couple packages of ramen. The allegations were that there were feces on the walls, the house smelled like urine, and the children had not been to school all year. That referral was opened in October 2011. So the risk for this child was the same type of conditions.
Counsel, just let me ask questions and slow down a little bit. Listen to the questions. Did she have a mental health diagnosis, and was there a case plan that required her to get a diagnosis or get some sort of treatment?
Right, that was what I was going to get to. She also had, on her case plan, the objective was to get a mental health assessment and complete parenting, and she did neither.
And so she was non-compliant with any of those, with the mental health assessment?
Correct, she was not compliant.
How many days was the child in the hospital before Summit County removed the child?
The child was removed the day after the child was born. I assume it was just the 2 days or so.
So to Justice Pfeiffer's point, Revised Code Section 2150.104 says that the complaint shall be filed in the county where the abuse, neglect, or dependency occurred. But with respect to this child, there had been no abuse, neglect, or dependency. And that's the problem that I'm having with your argument.
Right, and this is a prospective dependency complaint based on...
So it's like an anticipatory breach. Nothing's happened here.
Correct.
But we think it might, so we're going to take your child away from you.
We're going to open a case plan. We would not necessarily...
You did more than open a case plan.
In this case...
You could have opened a case plan in Summit County, but you removed a child.
Right, because of those conditions, we did not know where mother was going to take this child. We didn't know where she's staying.
Who the father is? I mean, could the father have perhaps assumed custody for this child without the Summit County intervention? I mean, there's parents here.
Right, at that time, there was not. At this time, which is probably not in the record, the child is with the father. But at that time, we did not know where the father was. He was not ready to assume custody. This was a situation where we called Cuyahoga County and said, this child is going to be discharged tomorrow. The siblings have open cases here. Mother's noncompliant.
So is this a problem between Summit County and Cuyahoga County that C- Cuyahoga County said no, so you thought that the Summit County Board should assume some extraterritorial jurisdiction, or?
We still had open case plans with the mother. She had never verified that she was no longer a Summit County resident. So she, the system,
you view her as a Summit County resident, despite the fact that she had been sleeping at her mother's residence.
Right, and we knew that it was Cuyahoga County Metropolitan Housing. We knew that it was not a residence where she could be on a lease.
How was it that Summit County had access to the mother's residence to make it an inspection?
The mother allowed her in. The caseworker also testified.
When was that done in relation to the birth of the child?
Say it again.
When was that done?
It was shortly before that. And then we had mail that was returned from that address, undeliverable, no return address. So we have no knowledge that mother still stays there or that she actually established a residence there.
What about the issue of the dismissal of the case? The issue of jurisdiction is one thing, venue is another. And in this particular situation, the case was actually dismissed. Is that correct? Could you talk about that a bit?
The remedy for improper venue should be just transfer. When there's improper venue, that is not a situation that invokes jurisdiction. Again, these cases involve children, the safety of children. If Summit County had no other option but to file the complaint here, because Cuyahoga County would not file the complaint there, this case could have been transferred. And if, in fact, mother verified that she was residing in Cuyahoga County and all the other children were placed in Cuyahoga County, Summit County would have been happy to transfer the case to Cuyahoga County. We want the children to get the things that they need. We want to do what's in the best interest of the child. We want to help families reunify.
You said could have, so you recognize this is a discretionary transfer? Is that it?
It is discretionary under the statute for the agency that has the open case plan to make that transfer. But there's nothing in Juvenile Rule 11 that allows for the county where the case has been transferred to decline it. I think that Cuyahoga County was wrong in declining the order of Summit County when the order was made for them to accept jurisdiction.
So you're saying the Court of Appeals should have ordered the county to have taken the case?
They could have
on
ordered.
Transfer?
They could have ordered that on transfer.
In this, but you say could. I'm asking about whether it was required to do so under these circumstances.
I would argue that it was required. However, in this case, the adjudication had occurred in Summit County. So everything was done outside of the rules, outside of the juvenile rules and outside of the statute. So it's kind of hard to say.
Well, isn't that what we're concerned about?
Yes,
because
yes.
The rules exist for a reason. And even though the case may call out for a different result, we're concerned about the rules for other cases which may follow.
And that is the main concern with this case, is if the precedent is that if a mother or a father, whoever has custody, simply goes across the county to have a child treated at a hospital, you know, many rural cities, the hospital's actually across the county line, can they then say, all right, you had an open case plan there, but now the child went here for treatment or the child was born here, so the other case that has all the familiarity with the family, that county loses jurisdiction, and if the county where the hospital is located.
The problem, counsel, I think, is that this child was born in Cuyahoga County, and how do you answer the Court of Appeals that says a case could be improperly filed and proceed all the way to permanent custody in a county that lacks the requisite connection to the child? How do you answer that?
Because in this case, first of all, I don't believe that that's going to happen. In this case and in any case where a county would...
I'm giving you good faith. I'm giving you all good faith and good intentions on everybody. But the Court of Appeals, like Justice Pfeiffer is asking, says there's a statutory framework that's being violated here.
I don't think the statutory framework is being violated. I think on a prospective dependency case, and there's case law out of the third district where it says in a prospective dependency case, the residency of the sibling is where the siblings were removed. And otherwise,
don't these cases usually originate right at the hospital? Doesn't Children's Services usually go in and assert custody of the child at the hospital?
If that occurs in the county where there's an open case plan, yes. In this case, mother went across the county line and gave
birth. She had to leave the hospital in Cuyahoga County, so she didn't really go anywhere, did she?
No, but she went to Cuyahoga County to give birth. If she had had the baby in Summit County, we would have filed in Summit County and taken the child just that way.
Well, counsel, just factually and sequentially, you have these five open cases in Summit County. The children, I'm presuming, are still being monitored by Summit County Children's Services.
Correct.
And they're at various placements. This child, you say, now is with the father.
Correct.
Paternity was established in Summit County?
Correct.
And when this child was born, the case was opened in Summit County. Are you saying that the magistrate in Summit County ordered the transfer to Cuyahoga County Juvenile Court, and Juvenile Court in Cuyahoga County said, we are not taking it?
That's correct. It's in the record, I believe. 33 and 44 of the
Okay, it wasn't just a decision by the Cuyahoga County Children's Services Board. It was the actual court that said, we're not taking this case.
That's correct.
Okay. At that point, your remedy would have been the appellate court ordering Cuyahoga County Juvenile Court to take the case. Correct?
That could, yes.
I mean, that's, everybody has jurisdiction. You know, I don't think that's a question of jurisdiction, it's a question of venue. The court orders the transfer of venue to Cuyahoga County, and then it would be Cuyahoga County's CSB's action or responsibility to determine whether the mother's still at the housing project or whether she's, you know, moved to another location to work that case. That doesn't necessarily mean that all five cases would have been transferred to Cuyahoga County.
I believe that the record will show that the children, one child actually was ultimately placed with the dad and that case was closed. The other four children are, just happened to be in Cuyahoga County in their placements. So this case logically would have, once we verified mother's address, could have been transferred the entire case.
So wait a second. There was an open case in Summit County, but all of the children were placed in Cuyahoga County because that's where the mother's family was?
No, where the father's families are.
The father's family.
There are different fathers, three different fathers.
Okay, so these children are with the father's families.
Correct.
Okay.
And we have to keep the case open here because the last verified address we have with mom is here. We can't just allow her to go someplace for a couple weeks or a couple months without verifying that's her housing and just close the case. That puts these children at risk. They're not in legal custody. They're in temporary custody. They're just placed.
How long has that been going on?
Since October 2011. And this case ultimately would have been closed if it wasn't for this, you know, the issues with the appeals, et cetera.
It would have been closed because the father has custody of the child.
The father stepped in and is taking excellent care of the child. But the issue is greater for the entire state, what the precedent that this case will set.
And counsel, the prospective dependency that you're referring to, is there a statute that really homes in on the issue of prospective dependency?
It's in the dependency statute 2151-04-D.
O-4 what?
C and D.
Thank you.
Could a mandamus action have been filed by your client, either compelling the Cuyahoga County Board or the court to accept or open a file in this instance?
I suppose that would have been a possible remedy would be to file a original action. But we did have the open case with the other children. The goal is always reunification.
Although the open case with the other children, I thought you said in response to the chief's question, they've all been placed in Cuyahoga County.
We're still monitoring a case plan. Mom still has a case plan that she's completely non-compliant with. And until we can verify her residence, our case, the cases generally follow the mother.
So are the children in the temporary custody of their fathers? Or?
They're in the temporary custody of the agency and they're placed.
Okay.
They're in placements with kinship. But they're in Summit County Children's Services temporary custody. They're open cases still.
Because they originated there.
And correct. The and we're still, we travel, our workers travel to Cuyahoga County to verify that the children are going to school.
And you're unable to transfer this case file to Cuyahoga County because Cuyahoga County refuses to accept it or open a case?
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Ferguson?
Madam Justice, may it please the court. My name is Denise Ferguson. I'm here on behalf of the appellee mother, Latoya Roberts. I'd like to start by correcting a few things that were stated by counsel. First of all, the cases on the other children have all been closed. Legal custody has been granted to the relatives in those cases. So those cases are not still open, and there is no monitoring of a case plan at this point in those cases.
Were those closed while this litigation is pending or prior to the start of this litigation?
Those were closed, I believe, and I'm searching my mind now because I've been involved with this case since the very beginning. They were closed, I believe, in December after this baby was born. And the children
so during
were placed.
The pendency of this proceeding, those cases have ultimately
yes,
were closed.
Yes, they have been closed. The only one still open is on NRAZR. And that is because of this litigation and the appeals.
Where is your client living?
Now?
Yes.
Well, I will say that I have not heard from my client in a while. I have sent letters to the Judson Street address.
That's
the Cuyahoga County address.
The Metro Housing where her mother
yes.
lives?
They have not come back. They have not been returned to me. I know that at the time of this case, when it first started, mother had been up in Cuyahoga County at that address for about 2 months prior to the birth of the child.
Okay, and this child was born in 2012?
I want to say 2011, Your
okay.
Honor.
All right, so how long August. Has it been since you heard from your client?
How long has it been since I've heard from my client? Well, I heard from her prior to the Court of Appeals case closing, and at that point in time, she told me to keep fighting. And then she has basically disappeared at this juncture. I will say that my role here today is to defend primarily the Ninth District Court of Appeals decision, not so much my client at this juncture.
Counsel, let's take a moment and look at public policy for a second and see if you can agree with your opposing counsel momentarily.
Okay.
They've got five kids who have been taken away. This is clearly a mother who is challenged and needs some help. A sixth child has been born. Children's Services is alerted to the existence of a sixth child in this, if you'll excuse the term, family unit. What's wrong with them going up and saying, we're going to take custody of this child in the child's interest, just to slow everybody down for a minute? What's wrong with that?
Well, the problem with that is that the statute, the rules, and the administrative code all provide for a safety net for that. And the safety net is that a public children's service agency is a mandated reporter. Therefore, they should have reported all the information they had to Cuyahoga County. Now, I also differ with
Counsel, I'm trying to direct you to public policy. These are the pros from Summit County. They know this family, they know the mother, they know the siblings, they know the baby's in danger. Are you saying that the statutes are so inflexible that the child must die?
I am not saying that at all. I am saying, though, that public policy is that children should be safeguarded while, as a last resort, government intrudes upon the family unit. The major issue, and I hope I'm answering your question, the major issue that arises is, well, this was between Summit and Cuyahoga County, which are right next door. What happens if my client had actually moved to Cincinnati? Is she then going to have to travel to Summit County to do everything, to do the counseling and the referrals and everything else?
Well, there's a change of venue ability here that you seem to be ignoring. And the problem, do you disagree that Summit County approached the magistrate in Summit County, ordered that this case be transferred to Cuyahoga County Juvenile Court, and they declined?
I dispute the fact that it was the magistrate. And I say that
what,
because
you what now?
I dispute the fact that it was the court itself, because I was in on those hearings. I've been in every hearing that's taken place during this case. And there was a lot of conversation by the prosecutor that they said, well, we called, they don't want to take it. And that's where it ended.
So there's no court order in the record that says this child, ZR, case opened in Summit County, such and such, is hereby transferred to Cuyahoga County?
I have never seen one, Your Honor.
But if you answer the chief's question directly and use your scenario, let's say they went to Cincinnati and Summit County is hot on their heels and files an action. The statute clearly permits transfer of venue once the child has been safeguarded, does it not?
I believe that there's a threshold question that needs to be answered prior to getting to that transfer. And the threshold question is, where is it proper to file the complaint? That is answered by the statute and the rule that provide that the proper place to file the complaint before you can even consider transferring a case is where the child was neglected, abused, or dependent, and where the residence of the parents or the residence of the child is.
And Ms. DiMartino challenges that because she argues to us this is a case of prospective neglect or prospective dependency. What is your response to that position?
Well, prospective is forward looking. It is not something that has already happened. It's something that's still to come.
Well,
and
I
there
understand
was no
that. Her argument is, based on the past experience, they didn't want something untoward to happen to this child. And so she claims, if my notes are correct, she said 2104D, I think she said, was the subsection that references prospective dependency.
Yes. But anything
so is that a basis for filing a complaint or not, in your view?
I do not believe it's a basis for filing a complaint in Summit. I believe it is a basis for having a complaint filed in the proper county, which would have been Cuyahoga, because any prospective neglect or dependency that was forward-thinking at that point would have been in Cuyahoga, because Cuyahoga
even
County...
Even though the case plan and all the workup and all the knowledge and all of the experts who are able to provide assistance to the children are already fully engaged in Summit County?
They weren't.
You would have this all reduplicated then in Cuyahoga County? Or if your client happened to move to Medina, we could have three counties getting all of the expertise and all of the engagement in three counties?
I wasn't
Is that
trying
your
to
view?
You. No, in this case, Your Honor, all of the experts were in Cuyahoga County. The oldest children were automatically placed in Cuyahoga County from the very beginning of their cases.
I thought the Summit County was following those children. And I thought,
well, they were sending a caseworker up, but the counselors and the professionals were all in Cuyahoga County. So we had
guess
a caseworker.
I don't understand what you're telling me.
Well, the case plan, they formulated a case plan in Summit County. The children were placed in Cuyahoga County. Visitation with mother was taking place in Cuyahoga County. Counseling for the children was taking place in Cuyahoga County. They tried to set mother up with parenting classes in Cuyahoga County.
But the engineering of all of this originated in Summit.
Yes, but all the professionals were in Cuyahoga County.
All right.
But you're not saying that that was inappropriate because she had a residence in Cuyahoga or in Summit County. If that's what you're hanging your hat on, where she resided in Summit County.
When the case started, yes.
Yes, and so it was appropriate for Summit County to be doing everything you just outlined.
At the time of the older kids' cases, yes.
Okay. And you're saying that the track record that your client had established is not worth considering when you're talking about this newborn child?
I am not saying that at all. I am saying that the proper thing for Summit County to have done was to make the proper call into the hotline at Cuyahoga County. They did send Cuyahoga County caseworkers out to my client's home.
And?
They found nothing inappropriate about the home. They found nothing inappropriate of how mother was interacting with the baby in the hospital the first day. There was no issue that they saw.
So when one caseworker from Summit County goes to the home of the maternal grandmother, and there's no preparation for a baby there. Cuyahoga County, this caseworkers go there, and they say, this is all fine. There was a crib, there was diapers, there was, you know, all the accoutrements you need for a newborn. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, my understanding is from the testimony of the Summit County caseworker and from talking to the Cuyahoga County caseworker who did not testify, that they found nothing inappropriate for mother to bring a baby there.
Who found nothing inappropriate?
Cuyahoga County.
All right, you're telling me the Summit County caseworker is saying that the Cuyahoga County caseworker found nothing inappropriate?
Yes. And then Summit County disagreed with that.
Okay, all right. So you're not giving us any information that's verifiable?
Well, the
only witness, the only thing in the record is the Summit County caseworker that says this was an inappropriate housing situation for a newborn. And just because, well, and that's all, the only thing that's in the record.
And I understand that.
Counsel, could we agree on a couple of things? Summit County jumped over into Cuyahoga County when it appears they shouldn't have, but they did. So now there's a formal action in Summit County Court, right?
Correct.
Isn't the proper thing to have happen at that point is for the trial judge in Summit County, when you're there objecting to venue, right, at the hearing?
Yes.
Wouldn't the proper thing to be to just flat transfer the case to Cuyahoga County at that point? The child is in the protection of, where did the child go when it left the hospital? It didn't go immediately to the father, I assume it went.
No, it went to foster care shortly, and then it went to the father.
All right. So
she went to the father.
By the time you're in court for the first hearing, is the child already with the father?
I believe the child went to the father in December, and we had the adjudicatory hearing in September or October. So by that time, no.
Okay. So wouldn't the proper answer, once you're there objecting to Summit County's being the proper place to handle this, for the trial judge to flat out transfer it to Cuyahoga County, giving Cuyahoga County no choice in the matter, moving the case to Cuyahoga County? And isn't that what the Court of Appeals should have said?
I do not believe so, because there are two, like I said prior, there's that threshold issue that was violated in this case.
Why do we have possibility of change of venue if you're going to hang your hat on the fact that it wasn't filed in the right county to begin with? That's not the question before us, or shouldn't be the question before us. What's the remedy when it's inappropriately filed? And the remedy is a change of venue order.
I believe that it should have been dismissed in this case, and that changing venue
then refiled
is
in Cuyahoga County?
Yes.
Okay, so we'd get there at the same, we'd get there by the same, different routes, but same place?
Yes.
So what's your objection to just a mere change of venue?
My objection is a strict reading of the law and the rules together.
But if you have a provision that allows for change of venue and transfer, why are you not reading that as a viable method?
Because that change of venue statute allows if abuse occurred in one county and the child resides in another. And in this case,
Those are the only circumstances under which a change of venue.
That is my understanding of the reading of that statute.
What happens
yes.
if the whole family gets up and moves to Cincinnati?
Well, then the child's residence, if they're not in permanent custody or legal custody of somewhere else, is the residence of the parents per the statute. So then it would be transferred to Cincinnati.
How would that be transferred? they have to close out the case and file a whole new case in Cincinnati?
Well, if they're already working a case plan and such, then it would just be transferred.
Just transferred by use of what? Change of venue?
Yes.
There you go.
But if a complaint has not been filed and the child has no connection to Summit at that point, then it should be just start off in Cincinnati.
Ms. Ferguson, let me ask you a different question. Maybe I didn't follow your argument thoroughly enough, but I thought you indicated that there's never been an order to transfer this case to Cuyahoga County.
Not to my understanding. I have never seen one.
Well, I'm looking at the magistrate's decision from Magistrate McCarty, and the mother who had made a motion to transfer it to Cuyahoga County, and a finding that the motion is well taken, and an order that says the case shall be transferred to Cuyahoga County for further proceedings. And then subsequently, Judge Teodosio on March 26th entered a judgment entry and said, the child is placed in temporary custody of Summit County. And then it says, if the mother provides verification of residency in Cuyahoga County, the above captioned matter shall be transferred to Cuyahoga County Juvenile Court.
Then I apologize.
Those are two
for
court
that.
Orders that have indicated the case should go to Cuyahoga County.
Then and I apologize, Your Honor, for not remembering that. And that is my error.
So you're not objecting to that order, I assume?
No, I'm not objecting to that order.
That occurs, it seems to me that we should simply be affirming an order like that.
But that order.
And the condition is that your client established. I believe she was living on Judson Avenue in Cleveland, and she merely had to verify that that was her residence.
That order, however, if I'm remembering correctly, and I could be wrong since I forgot that order existed, and I do apologize, they were going to transfer all of the children's cases. And NRAZR, I believe if you look at the dates, was either on objection or appeal at that point.
Well, I see it says that this case shall be transferred.
Yes.
And that's the ZR case.
It may have been on objection or appeal at that juncture.
Thank you. Counsel, you've used your time. You may take 30 seconds.
Thank you, Your Honors. I would just ask that this court find that the proper remedy would be change of venue. The order that the Justice is referring to was the adjudication order on December 6, 2012, where the court ordered that the case be transferred. When a case—
Was there an appeal pending at the time? The
no.
Trial judge, I mean, why would she issue an order if there was an appeal pending?
It wasn't pending.
Okay.
And I would just ask if the other alternatives, if you have two counties with multiple case plans, multiple caseworkers, multiple philosophies, it makes it very difficult for two counties to have open case plans.
Let me ask you, in your experience, is there a good working relationship between the CSB of Cuyahoga and the CSB of Summit, or is there some undercurrent here that is getting in the way?
It's not a matter of an undercurrent. Pursuant to SACWIS, which is the statewide system, which was in effect in 2007, before that there was no universal system, and families could just move over the county, and then we wouldn't be able to follow them. They would be lost. We do try to keep one county with the family because it's just easier. So I believe that's why Cuyahoga County didn't take the case. They knew we had these other five children.
Well, Cuyahoga County is assisting in the supervision of the case that was originally filed in Summit. Is that right?
No. We are going over to Cuyahoga County and we are doing everything that we can for the children there while we're monitoring mother. But it's
and
all
the experts are in Cuyahoga County who
some,
are
some of them would be the children's counselors would be, but the things for mother would be in Summit County because that's her last address. However, she's non-compliant, so it would be irrelevant. The workers that would have testified would have been our CSB caseworkers who would testify that mom had done nothing.
Is there an order from the juvenile court in Cuyahoga County refusing to accept the case, to your knowledge?
What's in the record is on page, on record 46, a journal entry February 13, 2013, where Magistrate McCarty says, since the last hearing, Cuyahoga County Juvenile Court denied the request to transfer this case and the cases involving the siblings. So that order is from Summit County, but it is in the record, and it's number 46.
Counsel, your proposition, your first proposition states, when a complaint alleges dependency based on prior acts involving siblings, venue is proper where the child resides or where the siblings reside. That's not really based on the statute, is it?
It's based on case NRA-BB from the 3rd District that interpreted the statute to say that for prospective dependency, the siblings reside where they were removed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We'll take the matter under advisement. You'll be notified of our decisions. Thank you.